Now, as I mentioned earlier, Woolworths is reporting 60,000 kilos of turducken will be sold this Christmas. Apparently, it is going through the roof in terms of being a Christmas delicacy. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Have you ever had a turducken? Tom Boucher is a butcher at Peter Boucher's Butchers. Tom, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
Why the popularity of turducken?
I'm not sure. I think it's probably just something a little bit different. You know, a lot of people have probably been having turkey and pork and all that stuff for the last few Christmases, I guess. So maybe people are trying to mix it up a bit and get all three birds in one.
Okay, so just explain what it is and how you do it.
Alrighty, so it's, how we do it is a boneless turkey. We then put a thin layer of seasoning down, and then we put our boneless, skinless duck that goes in, and then another layer of seasoning, and then a boneless, skinless chicken as well, and then you roll it all up together.
It must take a hell of a long time to cook.
Yeah, they do a bit. You kind of slowly roast them for a couple of hours or so, just to make sure it gets all the way through.
And it's got to be a very, I mean, yeah, everyone ends up exceedingly full after Christmas anyway, but it's got to be a very filling for the family.
Yeah, it is, and it can be quite rich. I think off our birds, they're about 5 or 6 kilos. You probably serve about 15 to 20 people off of one.
Yeah, and has it really started to take off over the past few years?
Yeah, I guess probably has. Dad's been making them since the late 80s, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we call ours a trio poulet, which just means three birds.
It's a very smart-sounding way of it.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit different to the turduckens, I guess. But, we've been making them since then. I think every year they've slowly started to get a little bit more popular. I've definitely noticed over the last 4 years or so at least.
Okay then, Tom, thank you very much. Tom the expert, Tom Boucher, a butcher at Peter Boucher's.